Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 19. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, and to them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. What is Jesus doing here? What is he doing when he's got so many opportunities to heal and to preach? Why does he go up on a mountain and choose these men at a time when he's under such pressure? I mean, people are trying to kill him. What he's doing is starting his own church, I suppose. Having been rejected by the Church of Israel, he's now constituting his own church. In another sense, of course, Jesus is reconstituting Israel, choosing 12, just like those 12 tribes. And for what purpose? To be with him. To be with him that he might send them out to preach and to have that authority to drive out demons, to demonstrate the kingdom. The power of God is here. Not only the power, but the presence and the love of God is here to change things back to begin the process of changing things back towards the way they were and the way they were meant to be, or perhaps not to go back, but to go forward into something better than has ever been seen on this earth, at least since the days of Adam and Eve. And who does Jesus choose? Some impressive people with a lot of influence on Israelite society or the religious institutions? No, 12 very ordinary men. Just like you and me, like any of us. The fact that they are very ordinary becomes very clear as we go through the Gospels. We see them struggle to trust, struggle to understand, struggle to obey. You see, you and I don't always relate to Jesus, although he does fully relate to us, but we can relate to the disciples. And sometimes that's in their victories, sometimes it's in their confusion, and sometimes it's in their sins. It's helpful to remember that the Gospel was written to help disciples. To help disciples in the first century and to help disciples of all centuries up until and including you and me today. And how were their lives going to turn out? Little did they know, right? But they came to him, verse 13. They came to him because they trusted him. And I don't believe any other than Judas Iscariot regretted that decision once it came to the end of their lives. You and I have come to Jesus. Let's embrace him and hold on to him when things get a bit bumpy. Perhaps they're a bit bumpy for you right now, or perhaps they will get a bit bumpy as the year goes on. But we can trust him. Hold on to him, just like at least 11 of these apostles. Perhaps today will be a good day to make it a matter of prayer, to ask Jesus to strengthen you, to strengthen you to not only come to him, but stay with him. And stay with him now and all through the rest of the year ahead, no matter what happens. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.